Give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick, celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.
Every single Thursday, we try and give a pet a home. We talk to different agencies that look after pets all over Wicklow. And today, we're talking to Ash, which is the Animal Rescue Centre that Helena looks after, and she's on the line. Good morning, Helena. Hello.
Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. We're talking about Peggy, a basset hound today, and I think it's certainly, I know that we've had maybe one basset, but they rarely come into us on Give a Pet a Home. Tell us about Peggy.
No, basset hounds don't come in too often, but Peggy is a gorgeous girl, but a basset, you know? Bassets are not quite like other animals.
Tell us why.
Because they... Some people say that the clowns among the dogs, because they're always clowning about. Yes, they are, but they're also stubborn. And they, if you want your dog to be obedient, you point your finger and your dog does whatever you like it to do. A basset hound is not the breed you're looking for.
Okay.
A basset will engage you differently. A basset will do what they want to do, and you have to be clever enough to bring your request clever enough that the basset thinks she thought of it in the first place.
Okay. Their long ears, their long ears aren't for hearing better, are they?
No. They really, the nose goes down, the ears sweep the ground, and all the smells are swept towards that nose. Their eyes don't work too well either. In reality, their eyes are perfectly healthy. But their life revolves about their nose.
Wow.
Okay, so it's all about the scent, all about smelling stuff.
It is. You know, we know, of course we know that all dogs have much better smell scent than we have. But the basset is in a different league altogether.
Okay, would they be a friendly dog around other dogs and around children?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Not all of them. You know, you can never say that all Jack Russells or all Bassett, but Peggy is. She is a lovely girl, and she loves to socialize with people, with children, with other dogs, no problem at all.
Okay. And she's 16 months old, to see on our Facebook post here as well. With a bit of luck. What about looking after the dog as far as the hair is concerned? Would she shed any hair? Would she need a trim every so often?
Yeah, she would. She would shed hair, but not. It's not like you can follow her, because there is a trail of hair left behind. A good brush regularly will keep that absolutely down to a minimum.
Excellent. Okay.
All right, well, we're hoping we'll find a home for the lovely Peggy. We've all our details on our Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura. And thank you for talking to us this morning,
You're
Helena.
You're very welcome, Laura, Rob.
Thank you, Helena.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Facebook page is Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura. You will see Peggy, the basset hound, there. She is looking for a home. Do share that post, if you would, please, and leave a comment if, in fact, you're interested in giving a home to Peggy, and we'll return to us next week and get an update, and we'll have a chat to one of the others around the county. We do it every Thursday here on East Coast FM. It's Give a Pet a Home.
Give a Pet a Home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick, celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool. East Coast FM.